It is Neil Atkinson, it is the Coach Home, and I am joined by Ian Ryan, Chloe Bloxham and Ollie Connolly to talk about the weekend's football. And John Gibbons has spoken to Pete Selby of Leicester City fame and Alex Hurst of Newcastle United fame. The plan for the show was for it to be very FA Cup focused, and it will remain broadly FA Cup focused, but Newcastle find themselves in a world of bother, so we will touch on that. And while Pete will deal with Leicester, and we'll come to Pete in a minute or two, the game between Leicester and Manchester United, from the Leicester point of view, it was a big game for Leicester, Ollie. It was interesting afterwards, Rodgers was talking about history, two games from history, because Leicester have never won the FA Cup. So it is a worthy thing for him to say. It's not just a thing football managers sometimes say. There is a lot riding on this for Leicester. I haven't got to the last four. But from a Manchester United point of view, Ollie, I was struck during the game that they just don't look anywhere near where they needed to look, having made a few changes. And I'm just with one eye on next season from United point of view. I think it should be a bit of a wake-up call for United. There's still a lot that can go right for them this season. But in this instance, they didn't look like they had any clear plan as to what they were trying to do to beat Leicester City.
No, I think that's the perfect way to put it. I couldn't figure out, the plan is what he's always done right against any team he thinks is decent is sit back, try and hit them on the break. But I couldn't envision how he thought the game would go. It was so slow and plodding. I don't know what was in his mind of this is the way we win the football game. You know, going into it, managers usually think these three or four things, we do this. This is how I think it will look in my dream scenario of the game going. And that seemed to be what he wanted the game to be. And it just made no sense to me. There was no fluidity. And it is so jarring how the two best players on the pitch are in the Leicester midfield. And a decade ago, they'd have been playing in red. And you would have been sure if they weren't playing in red now, they'd be there in the summer. And you just know there's none of that going into the summer. This is the United team. What it is now is what it will be for the next two or three years, more than likely. And they've not been good enough for a long time. The squad, with all the money, isn't good enough for a full season. And even when you look at what they are classifying as progression, how a Manchester United manager in the middle of a week can say, we're not that concerned with trophies, we're about progress, when progress for them should only be league titles or nothing. That's the only thing they can be judged by when you look at their wage bill. It's quite embarrassing, really. Where they are in kind of the overall grand scheme of things, I think, is a million miles away. Their points total last season is terrible for a team that normally finishes third. And this season, no matter where they finish, it's because the rest of the league is so suppressed. They'll be nowhere near anywhere in the top 3-2 in a regular season.